You've just entered the baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do this by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And when they find that something is misleading, well, if it would be to your advantage, in other words, if it's mispricing something and you could get a bargain, that would be something that's attractive. But if it's working against you, that makes it dangerous. Learn all about how it works. Check out the stocks that have been in the danger zone and more by going to newconstructs.com. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Express. And those people that didn't pay attention when we put it in the danger zone almost 3 years ago.
Danger, danger.
Express. And if you really want proof that it's dangerous, folks, well, when it was in the danger zone a couple of years ago, it was EXPR. And now it is EXPRQ. And that's because Express has gone bankrupt, which, by the way, still makes it a very dangerous stock if you've been watching its share price since it went into bankruptcy. But David, is this story not just about what Express did to get here, but also about, you know, where it goes from here, which with divestiture and closing of 95 stores and all the rest is presumably to zero?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand if you're bankrupt, which means you can't pay your debts, how there's anything left over for the equity guys. This is one of those kind of interesting situations. Yeah, we for sure would say this has got to be a zero here coming up. I don't understand how it's not, but you know, we live in wild times.
When you put this in the danger zone in 2021, what did you see then? Where was the share price? Because it's now, again, having gone through bankruptcy, it's now shares trading around 75 cents as we record this.
Yeah, you know, this stock has really been all over the place, Chuck. I mean, if you go back over its history, it made it up over well over $100 a couple of times. It was over $100 in the end of 2019 for a bunch of 2021. In 2022, it was, you know, stayed up above $20 a share. We put it in the danger zone pretty late at $3.50. That's because we still thought, you know, it was a meme stock and not making any money. And we didn't think it would. It didn't think it really had any real competitive advantage to ever make money.
When you consider that statement there, we didn't think it had potential to make money. I mean, Express, for those who don't remember it, is a retailer. I remember it because it like opened in the 1980s and I grew up in Livingston, New Jersey, walking distance from the Livingston Mall. And I noticed when they came out in the bankruptcy statement and they were closing 95 stores that the Livingston Mall store was one of the ones that's being closed. But it was always there, kind of a, not an anchor tenant, but a big tenant that was always in the mall, even as the mall went through everything else. There's plenty of analysts who were saying that, you know, tens of thousands of retail stores are going to close in the next couple of years. For you, does it make the entire industry? I mean, okay, here's Express, but we're talking about ignoring the danger zone. Isn't almost every retailer who's not Walmart or Amazon and online in danger?
We think the retail apocalypse was overstated, and we wrote about that. But there is some truth to the brick and mortar retail apocalypse, and Express is for sure one of those that deservedly went under. They didn't have enough to offer, right? On the other hand, you know, you look at a Williams Sonoma, which is on our focus list, and been a great performer, focus list long, been a great performer. You know, they got a great business model. It's omni-channel, and it's just a better underlying product as well. And the retail apocalypse came, you know, is a term that is a real term, and there are for sure some firms that have gone under, Express being one of them, and some more that might as well. And that's why you've got to kind of do your diligence here. You know, it's not as easy to say, oh, they're all going out of business. Some are going to succeed, some aren't. That's why, you know, you got to be discerning and do some work.
But does it raise the bar for you? You know, when we talk about the danger zone and what you're putting in, when we talk about the zombie stock list, and I'll point out Express not on the zombie stock list, which I think was a fine line distinction. Like, you hated the stock, but oh, by the way, it didn't meet every criteria to be a zombie stock list. But when you're looking at an industry like retail, which you don't like because of what's going on, does it kind of raise the bar for anything in that space to be something that you don't put in the danger zone? Is it a higher bar? Like, is it something where you go, oh, here, look at the numbers. The balance sheet is ugly. This is what we see with other retailers. Oh, by the way, yeah, throw them in with that. Or does it change anything at all in terms of the process?
No, it definitely, in some ways, lowers the bar. When we see the industry is bad, right? That's an additional headwind that we think is going to make profits even harder, to make it even harder for the company to achieve the expectations for future cash flows that's baked into the stock price. So am I understanding your question?
Yeah. Yes. I was basically saying, is it going to make it easier or harder? And you're saying, yes, it makes it that you can say, okay, we dislike this. You know, here's the ugliness in the numbers. But again, the numbers all have to work. It's why Express wasn't a zombie stock. I can't remember what was the criteria, but it didn't meet every criteria for zombie stock, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we look back at this and of course we say, dang it, that should have been a zombie stock too. Look, it's went to zero, like we said, zombie stocks will. And we flat out say that in our original report. We think it's very likely to go to zero. But then when we came up with our criteria on the zombie stocks, it was missing one of them. I think it was maybe the free cash flow might have been positive in one period or another, probably because they were harvesting the balance sheet. But I want to be clear, Chuck, the danger zone stocks, it's not just about the numbers. The numbers are a great starting point. We start with the numbers where we see bad economics, bad valuation, all that bad stuff we see. But then we always want to tie it back to the industry as well. Because at the end of the day, look, it doesn't really matter where the company is today. It's where you expect it to go. And even if the expectations for future cash flows are super high and the economics of the business currently are terrible, if we think there are a lot of tailwinds for the business, for the sector, we're going to stay away from it. You know, we want to check all the boxes. Bad business, bad balance sheet, bad cash flows, bad valuation. That's what it takes to get into the danger zone. We're not, otherwise, you know, we could really step in it, right? And that's where stupid money risk definitely plays a much bigger role. You know, and that's why we're putting less and less software companies in the danger zone, because there's more stupid money risk, because, you know, some small software company can actually do some things that are more innovative than the bigger companies, and they'll get bought whether they make money or not.
Getting back to Express, is there ever a circumstance where you would see the Q at the end of a ticker symbol, knowing that it is not like a three-letter ticker ending in Q, but that it is, this company is in bankruptcy? Is there ever a circumstance where you would buy that or be interested in that? Because those basically trade like meme stocks forevermore, right?
Yeah, we don't play with it. We never have. Pink sheets, the Q at the end. I mean, it's just sort of, that's like going to the Undertaker before you get buried.
Yeah. So in this case, well, you could have avoided the funeral for Express just by paying attention to when it went into the danger zone. But if you didn't, well, you paid a price. And if you're thinking about it now, well, you're making a mistake, because Express, EXPRQ, no stupid money risk when they're getting rid of 95 stores, there's not much left, etc., in bankruptcy and back in the danger zone. David, great stuff as always. See you next week.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com to get more information on how they do what they do. They're on Twitter or X at New Constructs. David is on Twitter as well. He is at The Real D Train 37. And we are just getting started on this edition of Money Life. So settle back and relax, because there's much more to go, including Angelo Korkafas from Edward Jones for the big interview. This is Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.